This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Today was perhaps the most dramatic day so far in the trial of Whitey Bulger. In federal court in Boston, Bulger and his former associate Kevin Weeks hurled expletives at each other while Weeks was on the witness stand. WBUR's David Boeri was in the courtroom, and he joins us with the latest. So, David, what happened?
It was during cross-examination, Deb, that the defense attorney for Bulger was goading one of the key witnesses for the prosecution, Kevin Weeks, trying to say, look, Weeks is saying what he said because he got a great deal, that he only got 5 years in prison for being an accessory to murder in five cases. And so they were goading him. And Carney had said to him, look,
Carney, Bulger's lawyer.
That's right. Carney, Bulger's lawyer, had said to him, look, you won, didn't you? You won 5 years, to which Weeks exploded. Five people are dead. Five people are dead, referring to those murders that he had knowledge of. To which Carney, Bulger's attorney, says, does that bother you at all? Weeks, yeah, it bothers me. Carney, how does it bother you? And now Weeks came in with this line, because we killed people that were rats, and the two biggest rats were right next to me. This is what Weeks said this afternoon after his testimony.
And that's Jimmy, because you don't want to be known as an informant, right? And Connie kept on pushing my buttons with the rat, and that's when I finally lost it and exploded.
Okay, so David, he lost it and exploded. What happened?
When he made that line about the two biggest rats right next to me, at that point, Bulger hissed, threw an expletive at him, and then Weeks tried to jump up, threw an expletive back. Bulger accused him of being a liar. Weeks said, what are you going to do about this? The courtroom personnel jumped to it. The judge yelled to Bulger to keep quiet, all before the jurors. And it was an incredibly dramatic moment. But what's stunning, Deb, is it underscores this point. All day, all morning long, when Weeks was testifying about these ghoulish, horrible murders of people, with Bulger blowing their brains out of strangling a young woman, Bulger showed no reaction, no physical reaction whatsoever. He acted as if Weeks wasn't in the room. And then when Weeks talked about him being a rat, he exploded, showed the only emotion of the day.
How'd the judge react? And what about other reaction in the courtroom, David?
She tried to stop it. She tried to stop Bulger from speaking in front of the jurors, especially saying he had lawyers that will speak for him. Weeks was yelling as much against Carney, J.W. Carney, as he then yelled at Bulger. But it has to be said that, you know, even though the defense was goading Weeks, and Weeks was showing some of that famous temper of his and acting in some points thuggishly to the concern of the prosecution, as they later expressed, it was Weeks who was able to score this point by saying, five people are dead, five people are dead, as if saying, this is the most important thing. There were people murdered here.
And what about the earlier testimony from Weeks today describing those murders? Was that very powerful, David?
At 10:30, the cross-examination started and all the tension built, but it was only because in less than 2 hours, that room had been diminished in size by, as I said before, these ghoulish tales of the three murders that he had seen close up. There was no sound in that courtroom today except for Weeks that could be heard. It was a hushed place, and it was dramatic, especially he was describing strangling this woman. All of that was presented to these jurors with a certain remorse that Weeks showed while talking about it, that the jurors certainly didn't hear from John Martorano, who was a professional killer with 20 people that he admittedly and openly acknowledged killing.
Is cross-examination finished? Is Weeks off the stand now, David?
Boy, Weeks went off that stand so quickly, both sides decided that was it for Weeks for their own reasons. There was very little direct and very little from the defense on Reed Cross, and he's gone. But what a way for court to end in a day.
WBUR's David Boeri, our resident Whitey Bulger expert who is following the Bulger trial in federal court in Boston. David, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.